I didn't tell you about this before because if it didn't work out, it would have been real, real embarrassing. But I got a chance to make big money.
Wait a minute. What is it? What is it?
Chinchillas. 8 months ago, I bought 6 of them. Guess how many I got now? Go ahead, take a guess. Come on.
What an interesting question you pose, Tony. Considering gestation period, an average litter size, about 8 months. You've got 162.
No, I got 165, Jim. 165.
Who was I thinking of? I feel about this big.
Jim, you were off by 3.
Well, go ahead, lady, rub it in.
A chinchilla cold costs thousands of dollars. So I'm on easy street. As soon as those little guys start to shed, watch out.
Oh, oh no. Oh, no, no, no.
Tony.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah.
I hate to be the one to break this to you, Bantha, but they don't shed.
Oh, what do you mean? You gotta clip them?
If you want to make coats out of the little babies, you gotta...
Sorry, Tony.
Well, I can't do it. I can't. I'm not going to kill little Chubby and Muffin and Whiskers and Boots and Iron Man and Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3. Toots and Joey
Tony,
and Groovy.
Tony, you named all of them?
I'd have something to put on their balls.
Look what I got, everybody. A monk. Isn't that something? You know the party you're all invited to come tonight to meet Simka's cousin Zitka?
Yeah.
Well, this is him. Oh. Yeah. Some surprise, huh?
Yeah. Wow. When I was a reverend, I used to wear a robe myself. But it didn't look like that.
What did it look like?
This?
Well, anyway, I won't bother to introduce him now. I'll see you all at 8 o'clock.
Wait a minute. Why can't you introduce him now?
He can't talk. He has taken a vow of non-communication.
Oh.
He can't even do this. He can't even do this?
Yeah, we understand.
No,
we understand, yeah.
Excuse me. I wanted to ask a question about this party tonight. Are we going to get wild, crazy? You know, talk?
Sure. see, Zivka comes from a monastery in my country that has a religious order that is much different than any religious order you ever heard of. Every 10 years, each monk in the monastery takes a week off, and during that week, he is free to sample all of life's pleasures. Zivka's week starts tonight at 8 o'clock. So see you all there. Bye-bye. Good night.
I admire that guy. Do you see the serenity in his eyes? It must be wonderful in there. I'm going to take a vow of silence myself. I, Jim Ignatowski, will no longer talk. Oh, that's easy. Whoops.
Wisdom he will impart after 10 years of meditation.
How do I look?
You look wonderful.
Oh. Zivka, we have a gift for you. A watch.
Oh, but I cannot keep it when I go back to the monastery.
That's the good part. we get it back when you leave.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
So, what are you going to do first?
Slouch. At the monastery, they are such sticklers for posture. Oh.
Zivka, please stand up straight. We want you to meet our friends.
That's right. Here, this is Louis.
Louis.
This is Alex.
Alex.
Hi.
And over here, this is Tony.
Oh, hi, Jim.
Tony.
And this is Jim.
Jim.
I want to thank you for bringing silence into my life.
And over here, this is Elaine.
Hello.
Do you dance?
Yes.
I thought so.
The man is a smoothie.
That's what he loves more than anything, dancing.
Yes. Oh, my good friends, I'm so pleased to know all of you. I have so much to catch up on in so little time.
Blanca, do you know what I would really love to do now?
Well, no, Gabi G. I wonder, what would you like to do now?
Love to listen to somebody really talented play the grok.
Oh, well, I wonder where we could find someone who knows how to play the grok. Well, your cousin Zivka.
Oh, that's right. Well, maybe he needs just a little bit of encouragement to play the grok. And he was a child prodigy. Did you know that at the age of 12, he was the second grokist in the National Symphony?
There is a particular song from my country that I would like to sing. It, tradition says that it may only be sung for a beautiful woman. I think, Elaine, you fulfill those requirements.
If I knew it. He's been staring at your headlights all night.
Headlights?
Headlights means eyes, if you eyes.
Well, then in that case, I dedicate this song to Elaine's headlights. Ishki mala mala tzornik. Bidashko bidai. Yarka ziki ziki plif plof. Yarka ziki plof.
Ахазу. Мишки молозили борски, я башки бью.
That was beautiful.
Elaine, and the song. He has asked you to go dancing with him in the village by moonlight.
Hey, Zip, what you're really looking forward to is going dancing?
Yes.
Come on, I'll take you dancing. I know a place. Come on.
Gee,
I just forgot. I just remember. I can't make it. Elaine, come here a second. Oh, take it easy. Elaine, would you take Zivka dancing?
Wink, wink.
Well, I'd love to, but... I mean, Cynthia, you have this party planned.
Oh, no, no. Go ahead. All I prepared was a bowl of bread.
Well, here I am in the same old rut, going out dancing with a monk.
She's only kidding. She's a good sport. Go ahead. Have fun, you two.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Monk. He's all right.
All right. Turn out the lights. Party's over.
Bye-bye, everybody. Come back again.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll be right back, yeah.
Oh,
just take a second. I just have to get my keys.
Hi, Elaine. Thank you for a wonderful evening tonight.
Oh.
Oh, I really enjoyed those clubs and the music.
You know, I just wish I'd gotten you to dance.
Do you think less of me because I couldn't?
No, of course not.
I always wanted to, but I never really have. So, there are all those people there, you know, and it makes me nervous.
So why didn't you just imagine that you were dancing alone with me?
That's what I was doing the whole time I was sitting there.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, no. Heaven, I'm in heaven,
and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but doesn't thrill as much.
I'm busy.
Today?
Oh, we went to the Bronx Zoo and to the World Trade Centers. and then we flew a kite in Central Park, you know, and then we went roller skating down Fifth Avenue.
Were you singing, I'm a pepper, he's a pepper? So how'd you like the World Trade Center, Zivka?
Oh, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, Elaine, shall I meet you again same time tonight?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going shopping. I'm going shopping to buy a present for a person whose face, like an angel, has made my visit here a treasure never to be forgotten.
Oh, I'm so flattered. Even hearing you say it just makes me crazy.
Oh, Alex, I'll be leaving New York tonight. I'm going back to the monastery, so I'll be won't be seeing you again. So I just wanted you to know I'll be praying for you to find a little bit more happiness.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just reading my newspaper. Wow, it was really nice meeting you.
Oh, bye. Come early.
He seems to be taking up a lot of your time, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. To tell you the truth, we're spending every chance we get together. Mm-hmm. He's so much fun, Alex. You know, he finds pleasure in everything. It's like all a brand new experience for him because he thinks that way, you know, and he makes me feel that way too. I mean, things I've seen and done all my life suddenly seem wonderful to me because he thinks they are. Oh, I'll tell you, this has been the best week of my life.
Oh, that's very nice for both of you.
Something wrong?
Well, now that you mention it, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but you are the worst parent I've ever seen.
What?
You were spending so much time with Zipke, you forgot about your own son Jason's birthday party?
Oh, no.
Every year I come over and we go to Coney Island or something like that.
Yeah.
And I woke up this morning and I remembered the birthday was yesterday and those kids really must have missed that party.
Well, actually, Alex, we had the party, you see, and Zipke was there and we're having such a good time that I forgot to call you. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I was just concerned that they'd have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
They like Zipke?
They love him.
Yeah, I could see how they'd like him. He's like a Smurf.
Alex, I love Zipke, too. Why are you laughing?
I love Zipke. I mean, the sound of it. You can't possibly be serious. I love Zipke. It's like saying I love Bamba. I love Cheetah. Doesn't he have a last name?
What does his last name matter? I'm telling you, this is the fullest relationship I've had in a long time.
Fullest relationship? Oh, come on, Elaine. You may not have thought of this, but in a full relationship, physical compatibility is very important.
So?
So he's been celibate for 10 years.
So?
So he may find it difficult to be with a woman.
No problem.
No problem. Well, that's a relief.
Alex Zipke's wonderful. He's physical and spiritual at the same time.
Please.
Yes, and you should see how shy he gets when I tell him that.
You tell him those things?
Yeah.
Oh, Elaine. Elaine, this guy comes from another country. Don't you know that? I mean, he might not understand that someone in New York, how they speak in New York, you know. People say things very easily and don't even mean them.
Well, I don't say them easily, and I certainly mean every one of them. Alex, in the pure sense of the word, this has been the most romantic week of my life.
Oh.
Well, obviously, the romance eludes you.
Oh, wait a minute. Elaine, you know, I was going to let you walk out that door without saying my piece. But you keep heaping it on. But at the point that I realize that you're toying with this guy, then somebody has to stop you.
Don't tell me I toyed with him. I don't toy with monks. You know, that's a terrible thing to say to somebody, that they toyed with a monk.
All right. Oh, look, I'm sorry. All right, maybe I'm wrong. Elaine, now come on, don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. How can I be mad at you? When you're just jealous that you have no love in your life. Where have you been? Our last night together. Time is almost up. I can't believe it. I mean,
made you vegetarian lasagna and everything.
Elaine, I got lost. I took the wrong subway. We only have a minute, 40 seconds left before I have to be silent again. Oh, there's so much to do. I don't know what to do first.
Kiss me. Now eat some lasagna.
Isn't life crazy, Elaine? You know, one minute, you're in New York, kissing a beautiful girl, and then the next, back at the Abbey, rolling cheese balls. Oh, it's so frustrating. Elaine, I was looking forward to this entire evening to tell you of my feelings for you. There's so much to say. I don't know how I can say it all now.
Don't say anything.
No, no, I do, Elaine. You don't know how important this is to me. You know, it's not very often that it happens that when...
Couldn't you at least stick around? Lots of couples don't talk to each other. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you smile. It's so frustrating. Sivka, you're great. And don't worry about not being able to tell me anything. What we had was so special. Well, there's no easy way to do this, huh? So here's to us. Bye, Zivka.
Mr. Walter.